That'll wake you up, won't it? Going off the rails on a crazy train. Welcome to Faith Fellowship. You know, too many Christ followers are living crazy lives. You know, these mental wounds are screaming inside their heads. And I've come to the conclusion that too many Christ followers are living with something that leaves them mentally numb, frustrated, broken, and they fail to comprehend their true worth in Jesus Christ. You know, living lives that feel like less than. And friends, I want to tell you that is not what God intended for your life. You know, throughout Scripture, God says that we're His prized possession, that we are fearfully, wonderfully made, that we are loved, that we're accepted. You know, we're called to a life of wonderment and purpose and meaning. We're called to live an abundant life. But instead, too many people are living confused and defeated, and we're living off the rails on a crazy train. I mean, how's that possible? I mean, we're being robbed, and the evil one, friends, is a thief, and he's a liar. You know, Jesus warned us about his objective. John 10:10 says the thief comes only to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus says, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. You know, we're in this series Inside Out, and we've been looking at some of the voices that we have inside our head that often determine how we live on the outside. And Inside Out is really about a spiritual war. It's a war for our minds. And the evil one likes to get inside your head, and he whispers lies. And friends, if you start believing the lies, it messes you up. It can take you off the rails. It can get you on that crazy train. And I would argue that in your mind, you get this crazy train of thought going on. You know, he'll whisper something like, you're not good enough. And it's a lie. It's a lie we all battle with on some level. You know, it's a lie that if you start believing it's true, it will derail you. It'll slowly steal your identity and ultimately take your life from you. It'll derail your relationships, your marriage, your family, your friendships. It'll derail you vocationally, spiritually, socially, physically, even emotionally. Because Satan's a thief. He's a very skilled thief. And his plan, it's very systematic. You know, he gets this crazy train of thought going on in your head. He starts with the psyche, and he will hound you with very specific lies that are geared toward you. They play on your weaknesses, your insecurities, and this is simply a point of entry into your life. And once he gets inside your head, well, then he has easy access to your heart. And once he gets inside your heart, well, watch out, because before you know it, he will derail your life. I've shared this before, I think, but my first year in college, each person in our homiletic class, which is a preaching class, basically, we had to prepare a message, and we had to preach it to the class. And so I worked really hard. I was prepared. I felt confident about the message that I was going to deliver. And I got a standing ovation when I got done. I mean, the whole class just boom. And I guess I should tell the rest of the story here. We had made a pact with each other that no matter how awful it was, we would give a standing ovation to each other. All right? Well, after class, Dr. Webb, he called me aside, and he goes, Damon, you seem like a nice young man. You're talented, but your thought process is very, very odd. and I'm not sure pulpit ministry's for you. Yeah, I felt like the ow. I mean, in that moment, I was going off the rails. Crazy train of thought in my head. See, I could hear those voices again. You're not good enough. You know, I remember, just walking away and that thought's taking root in my psyche. I'm not good enough. And it played over and over and over. Anybody ever felt like that? Like you're just not good enough. Now, here's something I believe you'll find encouraging, hopefully you have through this series, is some of the greatest heroes of faith have felt that same way. You know, there's a guy in the Old Testament by the name of Moses. He felt that way. You know, he's this truth, and I hope you've been catching this because it's really been a truth we keep lifting up, and that is a lie that is believed to be true will affect you like it is true. And if Satan can convince you a lie is true, you'll start living and acting accordingly. You know, Exodus records that Moses, God called him, and he's supposed to deliver Israel out of Egyptian slavery. And it says, but Moses pleaded with the Lord, "Oh Lord, I'm not very good with words. I never have been, and I'm not now. Even though you have spoken to me, I get tongue-tied and my words get tangled." Can you hear it? You know, don't put me in front of people. You know, I freak out. I'm hard to understand sometimes. I mess things up. God, I'm not the right guy. I'm not the right guy. Can you read between the lines here? Moses is saying, I'm not good enough. This life derails a lot of people. You see, sadly, for many of us, the fact is that we base our worth on what people say. You know, I mean, some of you grew up in great homes. You grew up, you were encouraged a lot, you feel good about yourself. But some of you grew up in homes where you heard you're stupid. You are no good. You can't do that. You're not capable enough, and you actually believed it. You know, or someone said to you one time, you know, you'd be really pretty if you just lose 20 pounds. You know, maybe a teacher or an employer told you that you just don't have what it takes. And the evil one, friends, will jump on that one. He'll use it. And he'll keep whispering it in your head. It'll begin to echo. He'll twist things. He'll take a lie, and he just keeps twisting it over and over and over in your mind. How many of you feel good when somebody says something good about you? Of course we do. But how many of you feel bad when somebody says something bad about you? It's a trap. Both of them will derail you. You get on a crazy train if you start paying too much attention to that stuff. You know, there's another common lie, and that is your worth is based on your past. You know, maybe you were raised in a particular situation that was rather challenging. And so you think, in your head, you're going, you know, I'm never going to amount to anything because of where I come from or how I was raised. I mean, maybe you weren't good in school. And so you go, well, I struggled in school. I guess I'll struggle in life now. You know, maybe you dreamed that you were going to have a great marriage and you ended up in a divorce, you know. And so now, not only do you feel inadequate in marriage, but you feel like a failure as a Christian. And it's proof that you're not good enough. Maybe you did something off the chain. Well, that was stupid. What was I thinking? I don't deserve anything good. And so now you're living off the rails, crazy train of thought going on. And here's one that breaks my heart. You know, I've been in ministry a long time. I talked to many, many people through the years, people that have been molested, and they carry all this physical and emotional pain. And they're innocent. But the crazy thing is they believe lies. You know, I must have done something or it wouldn't have happened to me. You know, I'll never be whole. I can't be. And they live life with shame and guilt because they believe the lie. You know, I'm not worthy of being loved. They're lies. They're all lies. Moses battled with the lies. And even though God speaks truth to him, Moses' sense of inadequacy, it even speaks louder. As you read the story, it says, then the Lord asked Moses, well, who makes a person's mouth? Who decides whether people speak or do not speak, hear or do not hear, see or do not see? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go, I'll be with you as you speak, and I will instruct you in what to say. Now you would think, after hearing the creator of the universe saying this to him, you would think that he would go, okay, God, you know, I'm sure you are powerful enough to make it happen. You know, what do you want me to do? No. But Moses again pleads, Lord, please send somebody else. I'm not good enough. Friends, some of you are believing a lie in your life. And it is leading you to some very dangerous and destructive conclusions. You know, I can't make a difference. You know, why try? You know, I fail at everything. It's who I am. I'm inadequate. I'm not good enough. Friends, you've got to remember, you are not what other people say. You are not the sum total of your past. You're not the opinions of other people. You're not what happened to you in the past. You are who God says you are. And when that lie begins to reverberate and play in your head, you're not good enough. You're not good enough. Friends, get off the crazy train. Quit listening to the lie and replace that. It's a crazy lie. Replace it with God's truth. You know, Christ followers, when you gave your life to Jesus Christ, we're told our old nature dies. You know, God gives you a new heart, a new spirit. You are a new creation. But here's the thing, the old patterns, the old thoughts, the old memories, they don't just disappear. In fact, I believe sometimes the whispers get louder. You know, Satan's battling for your mind. And that's why it's so important that you capture the lies. See them for what they are. You know, allow God's truth to renew you, to change your mind. You know, because when you finally believe what God says about you, get this, you're able to do what God's called you to do. You want to get off the crazy train? I would challenge you to embrace a few truths. You know, the book of 1 Peter, it's written to Christians who are living in exile. They're suffering. They're disheartened. They're beaten down. They're really doubting who they are. They're doubting that they actually belong to God, that they're children of God. And so they're living these defeated lives. And Peter says, stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Stand firm against him. Be strong in your faith. Peter was reminding them that they were at war. It's a battle with the devil. It's a battle, and his intent is to beat you down and to devour you and to destroy you. You know, Peter goes on, if you read the whole chapter, he reminds us that we all suffer. In other words, no one's exempt. We will all suffer in this life. But then he gets to the heart of what I think he wanted the Christ followers in that day and today for us to embed something in our brains. This is really a game-changing thought here. He says, in his kindness, God called you to share in his eternal glory by means of Jesus Christ. So after you have suffered for a little while, he will restore, support, and strengthen you, and he will place you on a firm foundation. Years ago, Cindy and I, we were getting ready for dinner, and I ran down to my office for some reason. The phone rang, and usually around dinner time, you get what? Salespeople trying to sell you something, or they're taking some poll or whatever. This is before caller ID, okay? And so I answered the phone. And the person on the other end's like, did I catch you at a bad time? And I was a little suspect, but the voice sounded familiar to me. And I'm like, no. Person on the other end's like, this is Barbara Walters. Now in my mind, okay, I'm thinking, okay, who is this really? You know, who's pranking me, messing with me? But she said, I would like a half hour of your time. I'd like to talk about views on death. And explained that she was doing some research. She was in Peoria doing another documentary of some sort. But so we started talking. Cindy came to the stairs a couple times and yelled down, you know, dinner's ready, dinner's ready. And finally she came in and she gave me a look. You know the look? She gave me the look. She goes, who are you talking to? And so I'm mouthing, she's like, finally I get a piece of paper, I write it down. Cindy rolls her eyes and walks away and go, whatever, you know. And if the call had been from a salesperson, would have asked him to take me off the list. If it had been Barbara Jones, I probably would have said, hey, can I call you back? We're eating dinner. But it was Barbara Walters. See, it matters who calls, right? The God who called you, chose you, that has no limits, the God that has no bounds when it comes to time and space, the God that knows past, present, and future, the God that knows absolutely everything about you, God called you to share in his eternal glory. So when that whisper gets in your head that you're not good enough, wrong. It is a lie. You are incredibly special. God's heart beats for you so much that he sent his son Jesus Christ to die for you. Christ followers, quit listening to the lies. You know, quit believing the lies. Listen to what God says. You know, Peter would go on and write, he says, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praise of him who called you out of what? Darkness. Called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. I'm not good enough. You're chosen by God. You were called out of the darkness. You were called into the light. Friends, God cares about you. He called you. You know, Paul would write, he says, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. I'm not good enough. Lie. Satan wants to take your life off the rails. He wants to get you on that crazy train so he can talk you out of all that God has for you. That's his plan. He's going to whisper, you're not good enough. Why try? You know, give it up. Throw in the towel. You do not have what it takes. Friends, lie, 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 lie. They're all lies. You are capable in Jesus Christ. Some of you are trying to overcome something, and you keep failing, you know, falling into bad habits. Jesus Christ through you is the path to overcome. I mean, some of you are trying to get out of debt, you know, your finances are a mess, and you think, well, I've just got to have more. Well, actually, God says, you give more, you'll have more. See, Jesus Christ working through you is the way out. You know, some of you, your heart's breaking for someone that you want to come to know Jesus Christ, and you have tried and tried and tried, and some of you feel like you've failed. You feel like you don't have the ability or the skills. Friends, it's in Jesus Christ through you. Quit listening to the lies. God will use you. God will give you the words, the wisdom, and the timing. God can do everything he wants to through you. Everything that he wants you to do, you can do. You know, Paul says this. He says, we say this because we have confidence in God through Jesus Christ. There's nothing in us that allows us to claim that we're capable of doing this work. The capacity we have comes from God. Confidence comes from God. Do you see the power in this? Do you realize you have absolutely everything you need through Jesus Christ? See, I think that verse finally just hit me in the weeks following my conversation with Dr. Webb. You know, when he said, not sure this is going to work for you. And God got a hold of my heart. And God got a hold of my thoughts. And I recognized at that point that my strength, yeah, it wasn't good enough. But I didn't have to be. Because it was Jesus Christ through me that made the difference. And I persevered. And in fact, my last year at Lincoln Christian College, Professor Webb caught me. And he said to me, this is kind of paraphrase, but he said, I was mistaken about you. He said he didn't understand my process still. And he didn't get how I was able to connect with people. But he was sure that God would use me. And then he said, you know, I wish you'd stay behind the pulpit. And I thought, well, we fixed that, haven't we? It was about a year later, it may have been a year and a half, I got a call from his wife, and Dr. Webb had passed away. And she said, he wants you to have his library. Friends, God can and will use you. I can't, but God can. Game-changing thought, friends. It's Jesus Christ through you. You know, too many of you are trying to do things on your own, and it's not working, right? It's Jesus Christ through you. How many of you remember the movie Jerry Maguire? All right, some. It's okay movie. Need to delete a few scenes, delete a few words, but there's all these great long-term sayings that people remember that kind of stand out, like, show me the what? Money. Show me the money. There, another line, Tom Cruise, his character, he walks in a room full of women that hated guys, by the way, and he goes, hello, hello. And he's looking at the girl he loves, and he starts the conversation and looks at her, and he says, you complete me. And she stops him and she goes, "You had me at hello." You know, all the girls cry, and I mean, it's one of those great moments. It's great, great in a movie. You complete me. People do not complete you, my friends. Jesus Christ does. Some of you have forgotten that. You need Jesus Christ first. Your spouse can be second, all right? But you need Jesus Christ first. People don't complete you. Jesus Christ does. You know, I have to have this to be happy. I need more money to be happy. I need a nicer house. I need to meet the right person. You know, I need the right job to be satisfied. Things don't complete you either. Jesus Christ completes you. You know, God says that you are complete in Jesus Christ. In fact, that word complete in the Greek, it actually tracks back to a ship. It really finds its foundation in a ship that has everything that it needs. It's fully equipped. It's fully manned. It is capable of reaching the next destination. You are a ship created by God, and Jesus Christ is the captain of the ship. Jesus Christ can make the wind hit your sails when necessary, will provide you everything that you need to get to the next destination, whatever it might be. You know, Christ followers, you are complete in Jesus Christ. And I just want to say, live like it. Live like it. You know, when the evil one whispers you're not good enough, it's a lie. It's a lie straight from hell. It's a lie from the father of lies. It's a lie that is really intended to steal your happiness and your satisfaction, to kill your joy, to kill your peace, to destroy your life, and to take your future from you. And at some point, friends, you got to stand up and go, "I'm not listening to this anymore. No more lies. I am chosen, chosen by God. I am special. Jesus Christ died for me. I am capable, and whatever you have called me to do, God, I can accomplish." In other words, no more getting off the rails. No more crazy train of thought. You know, do not listen to the voices anymore. Instead, believe what God says. Everything you need is found in Jesus Christ. Period. Paul says this, and I'm going to close with this. I say this because all God lives in Christ fully. Even in his death on earth. Oh, man, I can't read today. I say this because of all God lives in Christ fully, even in his life and on earth. And because you belong to Christ, you are complete, having what? Everything you need. Everything you need. Not some things, not a few things. Everything you need. Christ is ruler over every power and every authority. In other words, he's in charge. And he's got it in hand. And there's nothing God can't do through you. Period. Let's bow in prayer. Our holy God, God, help us to capture the light. I don't know what the lie is that people are buying into, but God, I pray your Holy Spirit would just send out a warning and go, "That's a lie. It's not true." God, forgive us when we start believing those lies. God, I know there are some here today that there's some area that they feel hopeless. They feel frustrated. They're struggling. They bought into some lie that says, "Oh, you can't get out of this. There's no way out. You're going to lose. You're going to fail." God, I pray that they'd hear you. They'd hear what you say. the truth would set them free, Lord. Your voice would be louder. But God, we got to tune out the whispers. We got to tune out the whispers that come from the evil one, whispers from culture, or maybe it's someone in our life. Lord, may we just hear your voice. God, help us to only hear what you say. Help us to be the people that you called us to be, you created us to be. God, may we live that way. Live accordingly on your truth and your words. It's in Christ's holy name we pray. Amen. God's people said. You can remain seated and let the song minister to you. I don't know what lie you're buying into, but we all buy into stuff. What's God